Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Please let me hear from you. Before I begin this program, I want to say I really appreciate hearing from you, from many people. And just keep them, if you can, keep them coming. I enjoy them very, very much. And it's a help to me. This day, today, we remember 117 martyrs of Vietnam who lost their lives in various persecutions from 1740 to 1883. My goodness, brothers and sisters, this group of 96 native Vietnamese and 21 Spanish and French missionaries suffered some of the most brutal tortures known to Christendom. Father Paul Lebau testified the prison here is an image of everlasting hell, to cruel tortures of every kind. Shackles, iron chains, manacles are added, hatred, vengeance, calumnies, obscene speech, quarrels, evil acts, swearing, curses, as well as anguish and grief. Brothers and sisters, what people have suffered. What people have suffered for the faith. For how long have they suffered? Think of that. And you and I have, yes, there have been wars, but not on our soil. We've been free in a certain sense. Do you thank God for protecting us? Do you thank God for protecting this nation? You pray it every day. Just a simple prayer, Lord Jesus, protect us. Lord Jesus, help our country this week. Lord Jesus, show the way. Show the way to draw closer to you. Just do that. God will hear your prayer. We take a look now at the first reading for today from the book of Revelation, chapter 14, verses 14 to 19. I, John, looked, and there was a white cloud, and sitting on the cloud, one who looked like a son of man, with a gold crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. Another angel came out of the temple, crying out in a loud voice to the one sitting on the cloud, "Use your sickle, reap the harvest, for the time to reap has come, because the earth's harvest is fully ripe." So the one who was sitting on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was harvested. Then another angel came out of the temple in heaven, who also had a sharp sickle. Then another angel came from the altar, who was in charge of the fire, and cried out in a loud voice to the one who had the sharp sickle, "Use your sharp sickle. Cut the clusters from the earth's vines, for its grapes are ripe." So the angel swung his sickle over the earth and cut the earth's vintage. He threw it into the great winepress of God's fury. Brothers and sisters, even today, we need to take a look at that. What would I do or say or think that would cause God's fury? What would I do? Oh, I only did that once. No. Have you been forgiven? Have you gone to confession? Have you been forgiven? Then it's gone, right? Please. I don't mean you have to go through some kind of meticulous study of your life. Don't do that. But I just want you to think, are there two or three things that you haven't confessed that you should? Is there any way in which your actions or your conversation would have insulted God or hurt God's people? Please, brothers and sisters, this is a time to ask the Lord, give us grace, give us wisdom, give us hope. Help me to get rid of what I'm carrying. Please. Psalm 96, the Lord comes to judge the earth, and he will. Say among the nations, the Lord is King. He has made the world firm, not to be moved. He governs the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and what fills it resound. Let the plains be joyful and all that is in them. Then shall all the trees of the forest exult before the Lord, for he comes. For he comes to rule the earth. We don't know when. We don't know the day, the time, the hour. We don't know. He shall rule the world with justice and the peoples with his constancy. If that were to happen right here in our lifetime, are we ready? Are you ready to give your life to the Lord? Are you ready to stand before him? The Alleluia verse today says, "Remain faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." That doesn't mean that after death you can do anything you want, but be faithful. Remain faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. That's what we want. Please, confess whatever sins you have. Get a clean slate. Open yourself before the Lord. Of course we'll make mistakes. Of course we'll sin, but don't carry them. Open your heart to the Lord that your heart might praise him, even in our imperfection, even in the sins that we have confessed. May we know the love of God for each and every one of us. Let's take a look now at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 5 to 11. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." And then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" And he answered, "See that you do not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' or 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end. You have one more chance to turn your life to the Lord." "Teacher, when will this happen?" And he answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' or 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." And then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." Brothers and sisters, the end of this world will come. Eternity lasts forever. Are you in this life preparing for the life to come? You don't have to be frightened. You don't have to be perfect. But you do need to be forgiven. Please come to the Lord even today. Tell him you're sorry for what you've done. Open your heart. He loves you so much. And he wants us to be with him in heaven. So much so that he died for us. He made it possible for us to attain heaven. And are we going to say no to that? This is not a fairy tale. This is reality. The King of heaven and earth gave his life for us. Seek to follow him more closely. Please. God waits for us. He waits for us to turn our hearts to him. He opens our hearts. Jesus, you are our teacher, our judge, our reward. I have no more fear of being judged, but I ardently desire to meet my judge who is so good, generous, and merciful. Jesus, our only joy be you, as you our prize will be. Jesus, be you our glory true throughout eternity. That was written by Venerable Francis Xavier Nguyen Van Thuan from Vietnam. And he was imprisoned by the Vietnamese government for 13 years. And yet he could say, Jesus, be you our glory true throughout eternity. Please, brothers and sisters, I urge you. I am sharing you something here from the Bible, but it's a commentary. And Nguyen Van Thuan said this. He said, I remember an account of the last moments of the life of Father Marie-Joseph Lagrange, founder of the Biblical School at Jerusalem, and an example of courage, humility, and faith under trial. He had been in a coma for a long time, when in the presence of his confreres, he suddenly sat up in bed, opened his eyes, and with his hands extended upward, exclaimed, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. It seemed as if he had seen the heavenly Jerusalem. Then he closed his eyes, inclined his head, and breathed his last. May that be our prayer at the last moment. May you be given so over to Jesus. Now, the one who is, as Father said, our teacher, my goodness, brothers and sisters, he's our teacher, he's our Savior, and he's showing us the way to get there. Let us not waste time. Don't say, oh, well, someday I'll have to think about that. No, you should have thought about it some years ago. But think about it now. Turn your heart over to the Lord. Ask forgiveness for what you have done wrong. Please open your hearts to the Lord. We go about as though this is the only world there is, when the true world awaits us. The true glory awaits us. The life of love and peace and in happiness. Think about it. Please think about it. And take time now to give your heart to the Lord. For he loves you. He knows you. He knows you from the moment you were born until now. And he calls you if you are far away. He calls you back to himself because he loves you. Please hear him. Please hear his voice. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.